This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So after four straight months of rising sales on the housing front, which is good news for the economy, those numbers slipped a little bit in August. And the story from economists, it seems, is that the economy is having a bumpy recovery. But what's the story on your block?
There are so many vacant homes.
And there are two new houses being built in our area.
There is only one house for sale.
There are no for sale signs or foreclosure signs.
We're getting your stories at 8778-MY-TAKE and at our email, mytake@thetakeaway.org.
All these comments give us a lot of little snapshots from streets all over America. For sale signs, foreclosures, vacant lots. So put a pin in the map now over the Motor City.
My name's John, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. We're about 11 miles from downtown, which means that we see absolutely none of the money or effort that's allegedly being put into making Detroit a better place. We're left to fend for ourselves. Luckily, I live on a block that's about 60% vacant, but the 40% of us that remain work hard to keep it nice. We take care of the yards that are in abandoned homes and try to keep the strippers away as much as possible.
That's a challenge. And the strippers he means are the ones that rip off copper pipe and electric fixtures and
exactly.
That sort of thing.
Exactly. We strip the homes, not strip themselves. John, let's check in the Atlanta area now, where it seems like in at least one listener's neighborhood, we hear things are on the upswing.
My name is Carolyn, and I live in Decatur, Georgia. And on my block, there is only one house for sale. Everyone seems to be staying pretty well put. That's a good thing in this area.
Okay. Well, everyone's sense of economic security begins with the view outside their own window. And here's a scene from a Boston area listener.
Hi, this is Will in Reading, Massachusetts. There are two new houses being built in our area. I've seen a lot of people looking at one of them, so I think things are going okay here.
But head down the coast and across the bay to Nantucket, whole different story, says Janie.
As I walk the dogs in the morning, I notice in my neighborhood three houses that are foreclosed. Now, these houses belong to summer people, so they're not year-round people. But it is kind of shocking to see it on Nantucket.
And, you know, John, that's happening on a really small scale as well. That's just what you're like if you're in Baltimore, like Carla.
I live in the Carroll Hilton neighborhood of Baltimore, and although my street has only two blocks and there are no for sale signs or foreclosure signs around the corner on Hilton Street, on Rosedale Street, there are about five or six for sale signs, one auction sign, and about 10 to 12 houses that are boarded up.
You know, I love how you all love to speculate about motives out there. For instance, Teresa suggests that the banks may be deliberately dragging their feet on loans in her neighborhood, keeping sales down.
The problem that I see is that the banks are not moving very quickly when people are putting proposals in. I have two children who are in the market purchasing homes, and when they put in their purchase offers, the bank is taking really long, like weeks and weeks and weeks, to give an answer back and keeping the house on the market, even though there is an offer placed on it. So something isn't right. I think those numbers for sales on homes would be a lot higher if banks were moving a lot faster.
Well, we love to hear your economic theories and to see the view outside your window. The stories behind the numbers economically, they're your stories.